In Israel, every Jewish 18-year-old is drafted into military service, boys for 3 years and girls for two. There's always been intense competition among young men for acceptance into elite combat units. And while they're still in high school, many youngsters spend hundreds of dollars for specialized physical fitness training to increase their chances of landing a choice unit assignment. But recently, there have been reports that motivation for service in the Israeli Army has been declining. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, that decline shows a lot about how Israel is changing.
At an Israeli Army outpost on the border between Israel and South Lebanon, 19-year-old Nir Sarusi sits on a concrete bunker and practices the violin. Nir is doing his Army service as a tank gunner, but hopes to become a professional violinist. An Orthodox Jew, he says he personally is committed to at least 3 years of service in a combat role. But he says many others, especially non-religious Israelis, feel differently.
There are certainly fewer soldiers who want to volunteer for combat units. I think it's because of the education they get at home. Among us, the religious motivation is still high, but among secular Jews, it's definitely going down.
Not all soldiers agree. At a different outpost, two Israeli soldiers on the edge of the border with Lebanon peer through a high-tech optical scope at the area Israel calls its security zone in South Lebanon. They're looking for pro-Iranian Hezbollah guerrillas trying to infiltrate the area. A few days ago, two Israeli soldiers were killed by a Hezbollah patrol just below this outpost. 19-year-old Yair Lerman says all of the soldiers here believe they're doing an important job. He dismisses reports of declining motivation in the Army.
There is a lot of talk about motivation and decreasing and all that stuff. All you have to do is to come down here and see how far the border is from the Jewish villages, and you know that you have to be here. You come here, you stay here 5 minutes, and your motivation is going high.
That may be true along the border, but military officials are concerned about increasing numbers of Israeli youth who would prefer not to serve in the Army at all. And if they do have to serve, they say they want non-demanding jobs close to home. The country was shocked when Israel television recently showed Defense Minister Yitzhak Mordechai interviewing a room of about 100 new recruits. When he asked how many wanted to be in combat units, only three raised their hands. Colonel Itamar Ya'ar, the head of the Army's organization department, admits there's a problem. He says the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, has embarked on an intensive campaign to improve its image.
We meet young people long before they join the IDF. We meet them in the classes in the high school. We have discussions with them. We try to show them that the military in Israel is not a professional group of people that chosen to have a job as soldiers, but that we deal with an organization that still have a very important job in the society, for the society, and for them, it's the best way to take part on it.
For many years, the Army was virtually indistinguishable from the society. Israel spent its first three decades fighting for its existence, and the country's heroes were its soldiers. Israelis were willing to pay high taxes to finance their state-of-the-art military, and most men willingly did at least a month of reserve duty each year. Not serving in the Army carried a social stigma. But in the last few years, the primacy of the Army has declined. Today, almost one-third of Israel's parliament members have never been Israeli soldiers, either because they're older immigrants from the Soviet Union or because they're ultra-Orthodox Jews, exempted from the army to pursue religious studies. Two friends sit in a Jerusalem living room deciding what movie to go to that evening. Both served in combat units. 23-year-old Ariel is in his third year of law school in England and hopes to be an international lawyer. His friend Roi was recently released from his service as an army officer and is looking for a job. A few years ago, both of these young men most likely would have seriously considered military careers. But they say the army doesn't attract them, although growing up, both idealized the military. Ariel says he was shocked when he first moved to England.
In England, what people look up to and what people appreciate most is the academia, is excellence in academia. And what I was brought up with, and when I, not in my house, but in my surroundings and in the military and in my school, was that the army is the excellence. And if you look at Israeli society, you'll see that many of the top Israeli government officials and people in senior positions are ex-generals.
As a boy, Ariel says he asked his father, a professor of political science, whether his rank at Hebrew University was equivalent to that of a colonel, major, or general. He says that with the peace process, the military has become less important.
Maybe in the past, the state needed strong generals to be able to lead it out of the difficult situations it was in, the situations of hostilities between the country and its neighbors, but I think we're in a new era now. And I think that we can look at the European Union as an example of that. I mean, I think the Middle East is still far away from where the European Union is, but I think if we were to look at that as a model, you know, I might be called naive, but I think if we were to look at that as a model and see what we can strive for, instead of encouraging generals to lead our state, but we can encourage other values as well, alongside the security values, I think we could have a better society.
Roe disagrees, saying Israel still faces a military threat from Syria and the Palestinians. He says the image of the army began to be tarnished in 1982 during Israel's invasion of Lebanon. The war became controversial in Israel, and dozens of soldiers chose to go to jail rather than to serve. But he says the major change came with the Intifada, the Palestinian uprising against Israel that began in the 1980s. The army was used to crush the Intifada, which divided Israeli political opinion.
When people saw that they chase little children and they go into houses and see the fear and the hate in the civilians' eyes, and the soldier in the army in Gaza or in Hebron knew that back home didn't support him, he feel very hard. He didn't know what to do.
Roe says that Israeli values are changing.
There used to be a value of groups, a great value of groups. And now I think the main value is the individual.
To some of Israel's old-time Zionists, this is a tragedy. But to others, like these young men, it's just one more sign that as Israel approaches its fifth decade of existence, it's becoming a country like any other. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.